Blog Talk Radio.
In the prison system,
Well, anyway, Hartford, Connecticut. It appears efforts to legalize recreational marijuana in the state of Connecticut have failed. The last chance to get committee backing for legalization was the Judiciary Committee, but the bill isn't expected to be on the agenda for Friday's meeting, which is the committee's last. Sources say the committee didn't have the votes for passage of Senate President Martin Looney's bill to legalize recreational cannabis for those over the age of 21. Looney's was one of several proposed bills to legalize pot this legislation session. Other bills were raised by the Public Health Committee, however, none passed. Advocates say the time has come for Connecticut to join eight other states and Washington, D.C. in legalizing recreational use of cannabis for adults over 21 years of age. Connecticut's Office of Fiscal Analysis determined that the Nutmeg State could bring in $45.4 million to $104.6 million a year in revenue if the legislature legalizes cannabis in the same way Massachusetts or Colorado does.
Yeah, so they're hoping that they're going to build up another casino, right?
That's
which is going to bring in $10 million or something to them. And
silly.
Bullshit.
Nearly two-thirds of Connecticut voters, or 63%, support making possession of small amounts of cannabis legal for adults, according to the March 2015 Quinnipiac University poll. Governor Daniel Malloy has repeatedly stated that legalizing recreational use isn't a priority for him, though he added he would follow the progress of proposed legislation. Well, you know, it's not about him. It's about what the people in the state want.
No,
doesn't he get it?
No, 63% of the people in the state said they want it. He's one asshole that says he doesn't.
But he's not there to represent his own personal views. He's there to represent the views of the voters.
Of the majority of voters. And while acknowledging Wednesday afternoon there wasn't the votes in the Judiciary Committee to move the bill along, Looney said the fight to legalize recreational pot isn't over. At a time when our state budget is in need of new sources of revenue, I doubt this will be the final conversation on the topic, Looney said. The concept, which has had at least two public hearings, could still be raised as an amendment to another piece of legislation, including the state budget. I believe that Connecticut is ready for a rational, common-sense approach to legalization, regulation of marijuana. He said states across the country are reaping the financial benefits of marijuana regulation, with our neighbor Massachusetts poised to be the next state to implement a legalization plan. Connecticut is in danger of being left at a financial disadvantage. The proposed bill will raise approximately $18.5 million in the first 6 months of collections, $83.4 million in the following full year of collections, and $135 million in the third year from these taxes, according to Looney. And early Wednesday, House Speaker Joe Arsamowitz. From Berlin, conceded the House Democrat caucus is really split on the matter. It's a very difficult issue. It's one of those issues that straddles the line because it is a social impact and it has an economic impact, which makes it very difficult. There's also a generational divide.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to folks of a certain age and they say, hey, it's marijuana, that's the big deal. But then you talk to other folks that for one reason or another have been involved in their communities and anti-drug programs, and it's a severe issue. For them, personally, I would want to pass recreational marijuana in the state of Connecticut strictly for fiscal reasons. And then asked if Massachusetts' decision to legalize...
He said he wouldn't want to pass it.
I wouldn't want to pass it,
fiscal reasons.
No,
in other words,
not fiscal. I wouldn't want to pass recreational for fiscal reasons.
He doesn't want to pass it just to make money.
Right. Asked if Massachusetts' decision to legalize marijuana make Connecticut that take the issue more seriously, House Majority Matt Ritter said yes. It changed the conversation, Ritter conceded. If I live in Enfield, you can drive 1 mile to Massachusetts. The Massachusetts legislator detailed implementation until...
delayed implementation.
Yeah. You want to read that? You want to read a little more of that?
I think that's enough.
Kind of long and worn out.
Because that's where we stand.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's important to regionally have a similar stand on this because people can go over the line, buy it legally, drive back over the line, and have and have a problem.
Yeah. And,
you know, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
We need continuity.
We do. We absolutely do.
And it should be treated very similar to alcohol. That's the way I feel.
Yeah.
You should not be giving it to minors, though.
No.
It's for adults.
Right. Well, anyway, it is considered the most deadly drink in the world, and it can end your life in less than 45 minutes. Guess what it is, folks? Nowadays, almost every product and drink contains materials that are deadly or toxic and filled with chemicals. These drinks represent a huge problem for our health, body health, and they are dangerous and could lead to serious problems. When our body consumes these kinds of chemicals, filled products, the organism starts to digest them more slowly. And for example,
eating a salad can ingest for 2 hours maximum, but a hamburger takes up to 3 days for the body to fully digest it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And not always is it fully digested. We will tell you what happens with the body when these chemicals get into your system. But in this case, we will not focus on something more. We will not focus on something more common and even more deadly: soft drinks. These products contain more than one factor that can affect us at health levels, and here we will tell you what they are. You will not drink that soda after reading this information. Oh, I bet not. We all know that Coca-Cola is a very harmful product. It is widely known that its composition is equal to more than 30 tablespoons of sugar per container, which is a serious problem for those who drink this excessively. Too much sugar and glucose in our body can be the trigger for problems such as hypertension, obesity, heart failure, arthritis, artery blockage, and more, which is no small thing to take into consideration. When we consume a can of cola, we can experience the following effects. At 10 minutes, you will have received all the sugar you needed in a whole day, which is a big impact for the body. At 20 minutes, the liver converts the sugar into fat. At 40 minutes, glucose enters the bloodstream, which increases blood pressure and dilates your pupils. At 45 minutes, you begin to produce dopamine and your heart rate accelerates. Taking into account these effects, we can deduce that in excess, we could cause cardiac arrest very easily, which is no small thing. So that's it.
So there. Okay. Well, I think that was important to hear. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Healthy Solo. com.
Yep, they have many articles on health and nutrition, and here's one.
Well, this one's a little out there because this is from my friend Iona, and she's an esoteric, but way up there in the witch world of understanding and things in science, and she's very
okay. She said something that says, "Take care of everybody on Earth at a higher standard of living than any have ever known. It no longer has to be you or me. Selfishness is unnecessary. War is obsolete. It is a matter of converting our high technology from weaponry into livingry."
Livingry, yeah. Okay. But she's a writer and a scientist, and she's into all kinds of things. And
the Bush mechanics and artifice.
Very interesting lady.
Novel solutions of hot futures. Okay, let's see, what does she say?
Yeah, artifice learning, scientist, these are all the hands-on living, resilience tech, coherent but decentralized living. A lot of what she sends me is very esoteric, so it's rather tough to. Translate into.
Hers is a little history lesson here.
In Australia, bushy is a term for those who can act forward wisely and solve problems with what is available while developing innovations in fields that respond to broader needs. A bush mechanic is committed to self-reliance and excellence at her task, and is not to be confused with the backyard mechanic who does shoddy work. And a bushy can look both ways to the mechanic and the bench and to the best bush to find patterns in nature. Bush mechanic in the Australian vernacular means in German volk hand worker.
In German volk hand worker.
Right.
Mechanic can be translated as an alabat or a laborer or a hand worker. A chiroist, so to speak. Intriguingly, mechanic is also a cognate of spiel or play, as mechanicsha. I don't know. So we have
the tri-unity of.
She mechanics. Gives a history lesson. It's just a little
it's, it's kind of,
semantic.
It's kind of, yeah, Bush mechanics, the six principles. I don't know if you want to hear that, but it gets kind of.
Okay.
The exemplar project, inner, the social need, the bigger picture, the harmonization.
I think this is an article you could go to and read yourself, folks. It's quite long,
I mean,
and there may be pieces you don't want to read and pieces.
Bushy.weebly.com. Iona, she's interesting.
It's a little long and convoluted and.
Spacey and esoteric. It deals with spirituality. It deals with science. It deals with all kinds of things. So. Spirit travel, all kinds of stuff.
There's a recall issued by a major company due to salmonella contamination.
Yeah.
They didn't tell us that.
No, I didn't hear about this, right? Well, it turns out that it's chili. Huh?
Hunt's Chili Kits?
Yeah.
And this is Faith America?
Yep.
Hunt's Chili Kits have been recalled due to possible contamination of salmonella.
Commonly referred to as type of food poisoning.
It can be deadly to elderly people.
Yeah, you just add meat. Yeah, but this stuff is bad. The meat's not necessarily bad. Just the stuff you put in it. The kit.
The infection can lead to fevers, abdominal pains, and diarrhea. Usually people recover quickly, but young children, seniors, and those with weaker immune systems are at risk for severe illness.
And hospitalization.
Mm-hmm.
Hunt's is commonly known for their ketchup products and is owned by a large company called Conagra Brands.
Never heard of it.
No.
According to the FDA, the chili product was distributed to various retail stores, military commissaries, and online avenues throughout the country. Consumers are advised to immediately return the recalled products or throw them away.
Please share this information. Yes, we did. But again, it's called the Hunt's Chili Kit.
It's the kit where you have the tomato sauce and you just
kidney beans,
and all the spices
yes, tomato
and you just
sauce,
throw the
beans, diced
meat
tomatoes
in.
And chili seasoning packet all together and you just add the meat, but in this case don't just throw the damn thing away or get your
or bring it back.
Bring it back and get your refund. All right. So that's Hunt's Chili Kit.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah. All right. This ancient plant is scientifically proven to rebuild your brain and extend the lifespan.
Oh, I wonder what plant that is.
It's, give me a second. Ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha, the ancient Indian super herb that rejuvenates your body and brain from the inside out. You have to ingest it, though. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What are you doing?
Oh, I don't know.
You eat it. But the benefits of ashwagandha,
are immense. Earning it a place as one of the most legendary and sought-after herbs in the Ayurvedic medicine
pharmacopoeia.
If you were on a deserted island and could pick only one medicinal plant to have with you, ashwagandha would be one of the best choices you could make. A veritable Swiss Army knife of the herbal kingdom, ashwagandha,
also known
as
Indian ginseng
or winter cherry, does just about everything when it comes to improving health. Well, that's good. Literally, it positively impacts almost every system in the body, which is why the enlightened
rishis,
ancient Hindu holy men, considered it one of the finest herbal medicines known to men. Revered for over 4,000 years in the Ayurvedic medical tradition in India, ashwagandha is one of the world's most powerful adaptogenic herbs, which means that it restores balance to the body and mind no matter what end of the spectrum you find yourself on. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Whole body rejuvenation, longevity, and cancer-fighting properties. If you are anxious, ashwagandha will calm you. If you are constantly fatigued, it will boost your energy and stamina. It's almost as if the herb has a deep intelligence that somehow knows exactly what your body needs for balance and gives you just that. For this reason and more, it is considered to be the rasanya in the Ayurvedic tradition, which loosely translates to rejuvenative herb. In fact, scientific studies have clearly demonstrated that it extends lifespan in mice, which typically suggests similar effects to most mammals, and reduces certain types of cancer cell growth in humans. Research in India recently conducted cell studies showing that one benefit of this is that the extract disrupts cancer cells' ability to reproduce in certain types of cancers. And laboratory analysis indicates that the Withania somnifera extract possesses some level of anti-tumor activity and may mitigate many of the negative effects of chemotherapy. It's also quite powerful powerfully stimulates the immune system, increases disease-fighting white blood cell production and activity, and elevates levels of superoxide dismutase and glutathione
peroxidase,
two of the most powerful antioxidants and health-promoting substances known to man.
Really?
This is quite a tongue twister, which likely have quite a bit to do with its longevity-enhancing properties. But where the ashwagandha's benefits really shine is in its effects on the brain, nervous, and endocrine system, and its ability to bring the mind, body, and spirit into balance and harmony. Ooh, I want that.
Yeah, me too.
Positive effects on
Withasamvera berries, also known as winter cherry in Indian ginseng, ashwagandha benefits and balances nearly every system in the mind and body, making it a powerful herb for healing and rejuvenation.
Positive effects on mood and stress. One of ashwagandha's most prized benefits is its positive effects on stress, anxiety, and mood. Multiple studies have shown that taking a high-potency extract of it for 5 days produced anxiety-relieving effects as powerful as the prescription sedative lorazepam and antidepressant effects similar to those of the prescription antidepressant drug Imipramine, without any of the negative effects of addiction potential. Withania somniferia was also shown to reduce the effects that stress has on the brain by up to 80%, or making a key herb for anyone who feels burnt out or lives and works in a high-stress environment. In fact, it has also been shown to reduce cortisol levels, a key stress hormone, by 26% on average. Regeneration of the brain and the nervous system. But it gets even better than that. A first-class life-extending herb, one of its benefits is that it has been shown in research studies at universities in Japan to regenerate nerve cells and dendrite growth throughout the brain and body, making it a frontline treatment in neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. and an all-around bio-enhancing substance for anyone looking for a significant health boost. Ashwagandha also improves communication between nerve cells and stimulates the body to heal nervous system damage. Deep sleep enhanced neurocognition. Ashwagandha is also an herbal treatment for sleeplessness and insomnia. High-potency extracts of the plant have shown a remarkable ability to induce deep, restful sleep without the morning hangover associated with many herbs and pharmaceutical medications. But it even gets better once again. We didn't tell you that this herb is truly amazing. It's been shown in animal and human studies to increase acetylcholine levels in the brain, which are correlated with improving memory, brain function, and intelligence. Another of Ashwagandha's amazing benefits is that it also elevates levels of GABA, a calming neurotransmitter that has been complementary effects to acetylcholine. This keeps the herb's effects from becoming overstimulating, which can happen with other herbs that have similar acetylcholine-enhancing effects. Withania somnifera also increases nitric oxide production by regulating the blood flow and pressure of the arterial system, which elevates oxygen levels in the brain. That's great, leading to improved cognition throughout the body as well. It has balanced hormones and increased sexual vitality. Ashwagandha also has the properties discussed so far. It would easily be in the Hall of Fame of herbal medicines. However, its effects go deeper than that, governing nearly every system and process of the body in the endocrine system, a series of hormone-generating glands throughout the body. In many ways, it's the health of these glands that determines your overall health and particularly your mood. As you might have guessed, Ashwagandha extracts powerfully harmonizing and balances many of the key players in this system, particularly the thyroid and adrenal glands. One of the most incredible aspects and benefits of this is it can help people with both hyper, overactive, and hypo, underactive thyroid issues. It has been shown in multiple studies to normalize thyroid hormone levels no matter what end of the spectrum you fall on. This goes for the adrenals, which are highly influential to your overall health and psychological balance. According to traditional Chinese medicine, imbalance or underactive adrenal glands cause fatigue, fear, anxiety, worry, and weakness. Consequently, Ashwagandha's positive effects and benefits and effects on the health and functioning of the adrenals tend to reverse the issues and produce energy, positive mood, self-confidence, and peace of mind.
The health of the thyroid and adrenal gland have a direct impact on our sexual vitality, including our libido and particularly for males, performance as well. Ashwagandha is often included in various herbal Viagra blends for this reason, particularly for its nitric oxide boosting effects, which tend to enhance male performance and serve as a treatment for impotence. With Dana Sofera, which I think is the same thing. That
with Dania Sofera.
That's the official name.
Mm-hmm. That's scientific, with Dania Sofera.
Has also been known to increase sensation in both men and women, as well as fertility in men due to its testosterone-enhancing properties, and among other things. For this reason, it's often used as an aphrodisiac in both men and women.
Psycho-spiritual
effects. Wow, this is quite a drug, huh?
Huh?
Or a supplement, a herb. The Ayurvedic philosophy, one of Ashwagandha's benefits is that it is said to increase circulation of ojas, loosely translated as life force energy, which is the vital, subtle energy that food is converted to and that fuels from our body, minds, and spirits. Correlating to the idea of jing, which is vital essence in Chinese medicine, or yin rather, yin and yang, ashwagandha restores these two fundamental energies in the body, which increases overall well-being and has the effect of literally regenerating and rejuvenating the body from the inside out.
Well,
this is a powerful drug. Ayurvedic
practitioners.
Yeah, you want to read that?
Have also traditionally used ashwagandha to balance, strengthen, and open the root chakra, making it a useful herb to support various spiritual practices concerned with kundalini and balancing the energetic systems of the body. As with all herbal medicines, witchcrafted, biodynamic, wildcrafted, biodynamic and organic products are the best in terms of quality, potency, and freshness, and tend to have the highest levels of medicinal compounds and life force energies, ohas and yin. Ashwagandha grows wild in many parts of the world, and quality wildcrafted products are available from some of the companies listed on the next page. Somewhat popular compared to many medicinal herbs, ashwagandha comes in a variety of forms such as capsules, liquid extracts, powder and tablets, and even special high-potency standardized extracts utilized by doctors and naturopaths worldwide. Although any dosage of ashwagandha is quite safe, it is one of the more powerful and psychoactive herbs available, and as such, it recommended that you start slowly and you work your way up to higher doses and know how your body reacts. Ashwagandha is an incredible herb, but it must never be given to pregnant women. The various chemical constituents of Withania soniferia can lead to abortion of the fetus. Somewhat ironically, it is often used to correct sterility, but its use must be discontinued as soon as women conceive. If you are unsure, please contact your naturopath or midwife before use.
Recommended ashwagandha products are Sensoril ashwagandha extract capsules, organic ashwagandha root powder.
I would want a liquid.
Organic ashwagandha root caplets, yeah.
That's what I want.
Ashwagandha root liquid phyto extract. That's what you want.
Yeah.
And let's see.
Well, let me go back and read that. I just want to read that. I'm going to read about the liquid. Gaia Herbs offers a blend of organic and wildcrafted ashwagandha root as a highly absorbable liquid phytoextract, which is a special, highly concentrated formulation designed for maximum infusion into the body's tissues, similar to traditional tinctures but without alcohol or allergenic substances.
Let's see
let's read it and see what it costs.
Yeah, you can buy it on Amazon.
Or your local store might have it. You never know.
Maybe. But let's see. It's they're pushing it on Amazon. And let's see. Where's the... Is this the stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the liquid. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how much is this guy? $16?
Yeah.
That's not too low. I mean, I got to tell you... What we use is, and you probably, a lot of people I'm sure do, is this, oregano, which is, from a wild oregano.
It's a great antiseptic, painkiller. It kills germs. It does everything you can imagine.
And an ounce of that is about $30, I'll tell you, it's an miracle kind of.
It's natural, so it can't hurt you.
Yeah, you put it on, you can put it on any cut.
So you have a toothache.
Definitely toothaches. Any infection, pimples, anything like that.
Kills
cancer cells too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's an amazing antiseptic and very, very prevalent. And you can get that at North American Urban Spice.
I wonder if they have. I wonder if ashwagandha root oil is available from North American Urban Spice.
No, it's Gaia Herbs.
Yeah, I just asked if it was available.
Oh, we'd have to look.
Because I've ordered stuff from there. And you check your local health food store, too.
Yeah, because it's very popular. I mean, you can find all this.
There seem to be tons of companies that offer it. I never even heard of it.
I never heard of it before, either. We've covered a lot of...
Mm-hmm.
supplements and all that kind of stuff, and I, for some reason, this is the first I've heard of this one. And but I mean, to be that good, but they range anywhere from, I don't know, let's see, about, I don't know, $16 for...
I don't know how big the container is.
I don't either. Oh, are these tabs?
Well, liquid. I'd only be interested in liquid.
This is liquid capsules. So, that's a liquid capsule.
I don't want a capsule, I just want
organic
liquid.
Organic Ashana extract, that's what you want there. That's $15. But, you know, it's got a four and a half star rating.
Huh.
All of these actually have 4.5 star. There's one.
Well, it sounds almost too good to be true, so that's kind
of
scary.
Yeah. Ashwagandha.
This one here.
Which one?
Right there. Yeah, what's that one? That's all
liquid. Alcohol-free ashwagandha root, 2 fluid ounces. 11.94.
See, that's how I would want it.
Yeah.
I don't want a capsule. I want
it. You know, we should
liquid.
Bookmark this. We should order it.
We're gonna bookmark this, folks,
yeah,
and maybe you should go to the site if you're listening.
And
if you have it, practically helps you with just about anything that you have wrong.
If you don't go to that site, we'll give you that line. But you can also go to Amazon.com and put in ashwagandha, ASHWAGANDHA, ashwagandha root extract. Okay.
Now you may prefer a capsule. I just happen to like to take my supplements have them be a liquid.
Well, they got about 20 of them here, you know, in different forms.
Because I find I don't digest those other things.
Mm. But boy, these things are, you know, might want to consider. It's the first time I ever heard of ashwagandha. Isn't that ridiculous? Any cracks from all the.
Yeah, did somebody send that to you?
Yeah, it was sent.
So
you can get a Conscious Lifestyle magazine is the ConsciousLifestyleMag.com is the publication. I got a lot of good stuff in there. And
you find it there for ashwagandha.
It's
a super herb.
Yeah.
So that's important for you to know. Take a look, read about it, see if it's something you might think you would help you.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it anyway and see how it is.
In fact, a friend of mine from Australia, Sandra Lavender, says, she also listens to our show, such a powerful herb. I'm now selling a drink with this herb and 5 other powerful nutrients.
Ah.
Yeah, so she's
a business person.
Yeah,
huh?
she's. Now, we're going to change the subject just a little bit. We're going to have quite a lot.
You might need the herb to listen to the rest.
Yeah, because the next one is, California just gave President Trump the big middle finger.
Okay.
Yeah. This is part of the Trumpophobia that was developing here. California just gave President Trump a big middle finger by passing this bill. Now, this is from the, what is this from? This is from
ATTN.com.
ATTN.com. It says, California Senate recently passed a bill which appears to be a monumental pushback against federal immigration policy and the Trump administration. Today, the California Senate rejected President Trump's false and critical and cynical portrayal of undocumented residents as a lawless community. Okay. They're against sanctuary cities, of course. The sanctuary state bill will restrict state and local law enforcement ability to cooperate with federal immigration officials, and it passed the California State Senate Monday. While California isn't the first state to pass statewide sanctuary legislation, New Mexico, Colorado, and Connecticut...
Vermont, I thought, did too.
Well, the three of them, New Mexico, Colorado, and Connecticut, have had some iteration of a state sanctuary law. The state's push is... particularly notable because it's home to roughly a quarter of the nation's foreign-born population, according to the Public Policy Institute. So, the Senate passage today of the California Values Act, SB 54, along with SB 6 and SB 31, is an acknowledgement of the cultural and economic contributions made to our great state by immigrants and is a rejection of President Trump's false and cynical portrayal of undocumented residents as a lawless community, said Senator Kevin DeLeon from California, who introduced the bill in a statement issued Monday, citing, Californians will not squander their precious public safety dollars to separate mothers from their children, to detain dreamers, or to deport honest, hardworking people who are so critical to our economy.
Okay.
And also known as California's Values Act, bars state and local law enforcement using restricted resources, including finances, facilities, and personnel to aid federal ICE agents. Sons of bitches.
Well, I have to say, I only know two people who were deported. Neither one of them were brown, black, or Mexican. One was Irish and one was Canadian.
This includes assisting federal immigration enforcement and immigration. I mean, this is really bad because, I mean, these bastards, you know, you got a quarter of all the illegal aliens in the country, or maybe half of them are illegal in that state, and you know, and now they're doing nothing to, you know, to allow ICE to take them. This is going to be a war on that state. You know, there will be. Believe me. Some Republicans have raised concerns that the law may make California a magnet for criminal activity. Senator Joel Anderson, Republican California, wrote on Twitter to call out for California's petition against the bill, which would threaten their neighborhoods. And he's probably right, you know. Let's see. Here's a guy who was arrested recently. ICE history. 8 prior deportations, reinstate burglary, violate, and violate protective orders. This is the history. The guy's been deported 8 times, all right, and has come back.
Huh.
Nunes was arrested by Kings County for sexual battery of an incapacitated subject, 5 counts of sexual battery on a seriously disabled subject, indecent exposure, 2 felony counts, terrorist threats on 8/24/15. Nunes has been sexually harassing a female coworker verbally and physically. When she took action against him, he made threats to kill her. Now, this is the kind of bastard that they're hiding.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? This son of a bitch. All right? The John and Ken show, I don't know what that is, but Joel Anderson said something that law,
mm-hmm.
okay, would return this felon to the community after his sentence. Okay?
Oh, great.
Yeah, right. No, rather than the, you know,
just deport him to Mexico.
Even if he got a sentence, he didn't even get a damn sentence. Critics have raised concerns too about the bill's place in state law, worrying that it may undermine federal policy and unfairly restrict law enforcement function. And however, research has largely debunked alleged links between immigrant populations and elevated crime. The analysis not only found no link with violent crime, but indicated concentrations of authorized immigrants were associated with marginally lower violent crime rates, according to recent analysis.
Right.
The bill does include some exceptions, which would allow local and state law enforcement to cooperate with ICE officials in the case of judicial warrant, or if the person in question has been convicted of a violent felony in the past. The bill also requires state and local law enforcement to inform ICE of the release of people with violent felony convictions, which local and state law enforcement are not permitted to do so otherwise. So, amazing. Well.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they just want, you know, in addition to passing the California Values Act on Monday, the California Senate also passed SB 31, which prevents state and local law enforcement from reporting a person religious information to federal agencies for the purpose of creating a database, right? And a bill working to create a legal defense fund for immigrants. The Sanctuary State bill passed through the Senate on Monday is a 27-12 party line vote with a Senate stamp of approval. The bill will make its way to California State Assembly, where Democrats hold a supermajority, and then, if approved, No way, no way, Jose. No, 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 no. No.
The big problem if I Ivanka Trump's tweet about equal pay day. She probably doesn't pay her employees equally then. Maybe that's what
yeah,
that is.
Do you know Warren didn't pay her female, paid her female staff upwards of $20,000 less
than
the male?
Oh, great.
And that's Elizabeth freaking Warren, you know? I've got an article I wrote on that that I'll finish tonight.
What a hypocrite.
Oh, yeah. It, I don't know if I want to get into that. But, yeah. Yeah. Ivanka tweeted about closing the wage gap between men and women. She's worth $750 million. She don't care. Not to mention, that's not what her father is going to give her.
Uh-huh.
You know, billions. But it's been 49 years. Let's say, yeah. It's been 49 years, and most people don't know the FBI and police admitted their role in the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. Amazing. Yeah, it's true. And, let's see, the Pentagon has exempted itself from audits.
How is that?
The Pentagon has never been audited.
Well, because it would be so, they don't even know where the money is.
Yeah, and this,
except in somebody's pocket.
And this had to come out from The Guardian, which is an English newspaper for crying out loud. But the Pentagon has never been audited.
Audited, rather.
On Thursday, Donald Trump released a preliminary budget proposal that calls for a $52 billion increase in military spending. But just last December, a Washington Post investigation found that the Pentagon had buried a report that outlines $125 billion in waste at the Department of Defense. The gap between lawmakers' calls for blindly increasing spending of the DOD versus those of internal auditors to curtail its waste isn't a new problem, and it's one that, without pressure, won't be solved anytime soon. Right. No, they're not. They haven't audited these damn guys. It's terrible. You know. Anyway, I wanted to finish tonight off with my essay because I've gotten so many responses to it. I'm very surprised. Well, I'm not too surprised, but I'm very happy. And I don't know if anybody's seen it in the papers recently or on the news, but Bernie Sanders and Liz Warren are trying to resurrect the parties, the health care and all the liberal causes.
Are they creating a zombie party since it's pretty hard to resurrect that party?
That's basically what they're doing. But Bernie's not even a Democrat for currently.
No,
he's independent. He's a putz. But Benedict Bernie Sanders and Pocahontas Liz Warren can't save the Democratic Party. And the two biggest political traitors are now together again, trying to resurrect the Democrat-Liberal loser party. These two have done more in the last year to disgust every liberal with integrity in the country. Benedict Bernie realizes he could be president today had he had any guts or stood for anything except money and ego. $220 million was taken from his supporters. $120 million was put in campaign expenses. And $100 million was Bernie's take-home pay. He enjoyed prancing around the country, laughing behind his bald-headed grin at the poor, pathetic conditions of so many Americans who desperately wanted to believe their lives could get better and dream of their children's future. Bernie's revolution is another Vermont independent Democratic dean-like rape and theft of the liberals in America, who believed in anti-war, anti-poverty, pro-universal health care, pro-environmental preservation, pro-cannabis legalization, pro-public banking, anti-Federal Reserve, anti-Israel, anti-nuclear weapon, anti-nuclear power, pro-public education, pro-free college education, pro-union, anti-big pharma, anti-Monsanto, anti-DuPont, anti-Bill Gates, anti-corporate oligarchy, anti-Goldman Sachs, anti-Citibank and anti-Wells Fargo, anti-Citizens United, anti-congressional, Supreme Court, and presidential corruption and stupidity. That's what liberals stand for.
Seems to be true.
But that's not what these guys, just pretend, right? Well, Benedict Bernie and Pocahontas Liz are asking all intelligent, sane liberal Americans to trust them again, send money to them again, like them again on Facebook, attend their pathetic rallies and town hall meetings, listen to their bullshit on how they can save the Democrat Party and all liberal-loving Americans. These two are as delusional as Hillary and Bill Clinton and all their insane pussycrat followers who think they will be trusted with power again when they are despised by hundreds of millions of Americans who want to see them imprisoned for life. Bernie and Liz are wallowing in self-delusion, and so is anyone who follows them. There is no redemption for the Democrat Party.
Not that I'm aware of.
No, after the 2016 election. And the Republican Party has no concept of redemption in its party bylaws. It's work Americans to death, then send to slaughter. Nothing for no one but the wealthy. Eugenics is endorsed by both parties with mass assaults against Americans and their education, health care, food, financial security, workplaces, and living environments, health and work safety restrictions, and bans on travel or on gun ownership. Both political parties are allowing big food, big pharma, big tobacco, and alcohol industries licenses to murder or disable the minds and bodies of millions of Americans and future generations. Americans have lost the war for their freedom by giving up our freedom to be controlled by a selected government. It is time for all Americans to hold self-respect and integrity as virtues, not vices. We as a people and nation are forced to choose the lesser of two evils because we no longer have the interest, the commitment, or capacity to demand our rights and our government back from the black powers that have taken it from us. And by black powers, I don't mean black people. I just mean the dark powers, the dark government. Benedict Bernie and Pocahontas Liz should ride into the sunset together, never to be seen or heard from again, and let a new, real political party rise to represent the true minds and souls of liberal Americans. What good was the Democrat or Republican Party? What good have they done for Americans in the last five decades? Civil rights, Medicare, Social Security, national roads and infrastructure building and repair, the WPA, were established prior to the 1970s. Wars were not stopped, nor was death and famine, epidemics, and natural disasters. Medicine has cured more diseases, yet technology has destroyed many more lives through more efficient weapons of mass destruction. It is time for new leadership without hypocrisy or delusion. We must follow a new direction and establish a new government of people determined to bring compassion, intelligence, industry, health, prosperity, and happiness to all Americans. We cannot stray or be distracted by delusions created by famous politicians or the media. We must stay focused on advancing the light of our great vision upon the shadows of all who suffer without hope or live in the darkness of prevailing evil and destruction and walk in death. This is not the destination of Americans or mankind. Our destiny is to laugh, to play, sing, dance our way while playing the drums and instruments we choose, to create perfect melody and harmony as we lead or follow each other on our march to a more perfect union and a new government. What do you think of that?
Good.
Was that impassioned enough?
Yeah, I think it was, and I think you're right.
Yeah. Thank you.
But right doesn't always make it in this world, as we've learned.
No, it doesn't.
But it's good to speak your mind.
But you can read that again or read other great articles on my site. And that'll be that. But LASteelShow.org. And let's see if we have another one.
Hopefully.
Five more minutes.
She'll share with us.
Oh, this is one that hopefully what will share us?
She'll share everything. Those views, they should be shared. She shared it with us. You should share those views. You shared it with us, and it's sent out there, and anybody that gets it should share it with us.
Oh, share it with us. Yeah,
that's the point
there.
I was trying to make. I didn't make it very I didn't articulate my point well. That's what I meant.
There are two things that I wanted to talk about tonight. One was Carson discovers massive HUD fraud under the Obama administration.
Oh, my God, really?
And one of the worst things, you have to stop eating.
Oh, ramen noodles?
Ramen noodles. Those things are bad, bad, bad for you, terrible for you.
I wonder what that is.
Oh, I'll tell you. I'll read that. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a genius. This GOP guy, Senator, blames heat coming off people's warm bodies for climate change.
Oh, okay.
What a genius. But anyway, ramen noodles. For those of you who eat ramen noodles, don't eat them anymore. Doctors say don't. Studies show harmful effects of instant ramen noodles. Let's see. I'm just going to tell you what they are. But they don't digest in your system. Did you know that? And a gram of TBHQ can cause a number. This stuff is in there. TBHQ prevents oxidation of fats and oils and is a common ingredient in processed foods. McDonald's, Chicken McNuggets, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Wheat Thins, and Teddy Grahams all contain TBHQ, which is in these ramen noodles. Okay, highly toxic preservatives and stuff. And these things don't digest very well and cause constipation and bacterial gas and all kinds of stuff. So stop eating your ramen noodles. Okay? Remember I used to buy those years ago? And what we'll leave you with tonight is kind of a frightening discovery. This is Kenneth Jackson, The Black Sphere. Ben Carson uncovers massive HUD fraud under the Obama administration. Liberals call President Trump's selection to run HUD unqualified. And that's right. For a leftist, a brain surgeon isn't qualified to understand housing. But as it turns out, there's over $520 billion in bookkeeping errors.
Whoa.
Yeah. According to the IG report, after the first review, Obama staffers had to correct a whopping $520 billion in bookkeeping errors. When the IG remained unable to issue an opinion for fiscal years 2015 or 2016, he gave Obama staffers a three-month extension. Thus, their reprieve allowed them to fix $3.4 billion. In 2015 errors and $516 billion
yep.
in 2016 errors. After HUD's resubmission of paperwork, 11 material weaknesses, 7 significant deficiencies, and 5 instances of failure to comply with laws and regulations remain unresolved. The continued problems were due to an inability to establish a compliant control environment, implement adequate financial accounting systems, retain key financial staff, and identify appropriate accounting principles and policies. I mean, we're missing $550 billion, all right? HUD lawyers, and if the retirement team hired qualified staff, the unresolved issues below would already be resolved. It says HUD lawyers repeatedly refusing to sign a management letter listing all HUD litigation. They don't even know what they were litigating, you know? HUD's improper accounting methods, failure to correctly measure assets and liabilities, discrepancies between general ledger and subledger accounts, a lack of sufficient support for an audit of $5.2 billion in loan assets from Ginnie Mae's financial statements. The fix was simple. Obama HUD needed to comply with general accepted accounting practices, yet they did not. And now we're sitting with a $550 billion, where the hell is the money kind of thing. And, you know, the other thing that amazed me, and we'll end with this tonight, but what amazed me was all of the money that we're missing in all the money that we're missing in the Pentagon. I mean, over 6 $6 trillion are missing from the Pentagon. That's right, folks. $6 trillion. Freaking amazing, yeah? Totally amazing. But anyway, what I wanted to do, if I can get to this, I don't have a problem with this. There's too many pop-ups and stuff. But, oh yeah. There's 10 foods made in China that are filled with plastics, pesticides,
chemicals.
I just wanted to mention this.
Where are they?
Plastic rice, okay? Ingesting even small amounts of plastic is horrible for the digestive system and hormones. The BPA chemical in plastic mimics estrogen, and the hormone skyrockets in the body when BPA is ingested. Ingest plastic rice, and you're basically asking to die young of breast cancer. Imagine that. They put plastic rice in there. Number one, tilapia fish. Okay? Tilapia is commonly farmed in China. These fish are some of the worst, most toxic, unhealthy fish that you can come across. Tilapia fish will eat anything comparable to bottom feeders fishing. Fish farming is a cesspool of wastewater and the fish that the fish live in. It's one of the worst fish purchases you can buy, and it's commonly known that in China the seafood farmers don't even let their children eat the seafood that they farm. They should tell you something. 80% of the tilapia in America comes from China. So
yeah,
stay the hell.
I never
buy it. I haven't bought it in years.
Nope.
Years and years and years. Codfish is another type of fish that is farmed in China. This fish is not healthy and lives in its own waste. Currently, just about 50% of American cod comes from China. So stay away from China. Unless it's fresh cod, not farm cod, fresh in the ocean. You know. Chinese apple juice. Believe it or not, approximately 50% of the apple juice sold in the United States comes from China. Jesus. China is the largest pesticide-producing country in the world, and they haven't even begun to address pesticide or chemical residue on food. I recommend completely avoiding apple juice for yourself and your children. Fruit juice is too rich in sugar and is better mixed with vegetable juice for your blood sugar levels. Stay the hell away from apple juice. Processed mushrooms. Oh, man. U.S. inspectors have found tainted mushrooms from China. Some manufacturers in China go so far as to label these processed mushrooms organic to increase their profits. If you do a Google search, you'll find that there are many mystery mushrooms in China, completely fake. 34% of processed mushrooms are from China. Do your best to know your source. Buy local and true organic. And Chinese garlic? Yeah. This is loaded with stuff, a lot of Chinese garlic. You know, can't have that. And more than 31% of garlic sold in the U.S. is from China. Chicken. In 2013, the U.S. Department approved the sale of Chinese chicken in America. Many food safety experts are concerned with the quality of this chicken and this country where avian influenza and foodborne illness are common. Beyond that, China produces more pesticides than any other country in the world is polluted by not only that, but mass production and industry. And again, plastic rice we talked about. Mud sold as black pepper. Holy cow. A vendor in China collected mud and sold it as black pepper and also took flour and sold it as white pepper. Called it whatever you want and sell away. The Chinese don't have a lot of due diligence in their food and safety regulations systems. Not that these are always great. Just look at America. We have standards, but very low standards. Industrial salt is unfit for human consumption, yet it is sold as table salt for 13 years. Industrial salt can cause both mental and physical issues, hyperthyroid problems, as well as reproductive system or disorders. Green peas. My God. I need a T-shirt that says, only in China at this point. Yeah, other crazy out-of-the-world scenario. Fake green peas in China were found in 2005 and may be still produced today.
Hmm.
These fake peas were created with soybeans, green dye, and, oh my God, and sodium metabisulfite, a chemical that is used as bleach and as a preservative. This dye is banned to use on produce because it may cause cancer. What the fuck? You know, we're allowing peas from China. I don't buy anything from China. Anything that I ingest, nothing. In my humble opinion, food from China is some of the worst food you can get on the planet. As I have mentioned, China produces more pesticides than any other country in the world, meaning your food is most likely to be laced with pesticides. It is one of the most polluted regions in the entire world. 70% of the rivers are polluted. The air is toxic. The sheer volume production of products there leaves a lot of toxic chemicals and byproducts as waste that leak into the environment. Take this one fact. The air in Beijing, China, is so polluted that breathing it actually does as much damage to the lungs as smoking 40 cigarettes a day, says a new study from China. Imagine that.
What's that?
Breathing the air in China, Beijing, China, is like smoking 40 cigarettes a day. It's like two packs of smokes a day. How can you tell if your apple juice, garlic, or mushrooms are from China? It's difficult to tell. This is why I recommend shopping locally at your farmer's market and getting to know your farmer or supplier. Ask questions from your health food or grocery store. Ask questions. Spend time reading and researching. Use your cell phone to Google it and store. Quick note from our founder. That's a long story short. But don't buy anything from China. Don't buy any food from China, folks. You know, or you're going to die a horrible death. One more thing. I know we're over time, but breaking, Harvard scientists announced Bill Gates funded a chemtrail plan. That's right. That's right. Freaking amazing, huh? Oh, yeah. One other big thing. Congress just approved the killing of bears in hibernation. Imagine that. Sons of bitches. Huh? Yeah. This was hunting of bears and wolves during hibernation. Yeah. Congress allowed that. Oh, and Australia is becoming the first country to begin microchipping its public. What a wonderful fucking country that is. Wow. University eliminates two scientific collections to make way of stadiums. Yeah, they're dumping all their science books. And God, there's so much news. Yeah. But anyway. Say goodnight to everybody. Say thank you to everybody for joining us. And I'm going to say goodnight, Lila.
Good night, folks.
And join us next week. Do-do-do. Good night, everybody. Find our goodbye music. Here we go. Good night.